Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com, where every week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place, or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 27, The Mystery of the Hinterkaifeck Murders. The Hinterkaifeck murders remain one of the most chilling and perplexing unsolved crimes in German history. On the night of the 31st of March 1922, an entire family and their maid were brutally slain at a remote farmstead in Bavaria. The crime was so disturbing that it continues to capture the imagination of investigators, historians, and true crime enthusiasts a century later. The case is shrouded in eerie premonitions, strange discoveries, and a complete lack of clear suspects, making it one of history's most enduring mysteries. The victims were Andreas Gruber, his wife Cazelia, their widowed daughter Victoria Gabriel, and her two children, Cazelia and Josef. Their maid, Maria Baumgartner, had only arrived at the farmstead on the very day of the murders, replacing a previous maid who had quit due to the unsettling atmosphere in the house. The family had long reported strange occurrences, including footprints in the snow leading from the forest to the house but not back, unexplained noises in the attic and missing keys. These incidents suggested that someone had been watching the family or even secretly living on the property in the days leading up to the massacre. The crime itself was particularly gruesome. The four family members were found in the barn, their skulls smashed with a mattock, a type of farming tool. The maid and young Josef were found murdered inside the house in a similarly brutal manner. Even more disturbing was the fact that the killer appeared to have stayed at the farm for several days after the murders. Neighbours reported seeing smoke rising from the chimney and food from the kitchen had been consumed. The livestock had been fed and cared for, suggesting that whoever was responsible was comfortable enough to linger at the scene of their horrific crime. Despite a thorough investigation, the police were unable to determine a clear motive. Robbery was ruled out, as valuables remained untouched. Personal vendettas were considered, especially given the speculation surrounding the paternity of young Josef. Victoria Gabriel was rumoured to have been involved in an incestuous relationship with her father, Andreas, a claim that added to the dark and unsettling history of the household. Some theorised that Josef was actually the child of Lorenz Schlittenbauer, a local farmer who had previously been engaged to Victoria. Schlittenbauer was among the first to discover the bodies and displayed odd behaviour during the investigation, including moving the corpses and seemingly showing little distress. This led to suspicion, but no concrete evidence ever linked him to the crime. As time passed, investigators explored multiple theories, including the possibility that the murders were carried out by a vagrant or a former soldier from World War I seeking refuge in the attic. However, none of these theories could be substantiated with proof. The brutality and precision of the killings suggested that the perpetrator was either extremely familiar with the farm or had observed the family for an extended period before carrying out the attack. Adding to the mystery, the crime scene was not properly preserved. The bodies were not examined thoroughly before their burial, and crucial evidence was lost due to mishandling. In a baffling decision, the victims' heads were removed and sent to Munich for forensic analysis. Unfortunately, they were later lost during the chaos of World War II, eliminating any chance of modern DNA analysis solving the case. Further strange elements emerged as the case was investigated. The neighbours recalled seeing a man wearing a dark coat, watching the farmstead from a distance before the murders. Some claimed to have heard cries coming from the barn days before the bodies were discovered, but dismissed them as sounds from the animals. Adding to the intrigue, the postman noted that no one from the family had been seen collecting mail in the days following the murders, even though the farm continued to show signs of activity. The dog, which had initially been aggressive towards strangers, was reportedly found calmly tied up when the bodies were discovered. The eerie nature of the crime, coupled with the inexplicable circumstances surrounding it, has led to numerous speculative theories over the years. Some believe the killer was someone known to the family who harboured deep resentment or a dark secret. Others suggest a more supernatural angle, citing the strange noises, missing keys, and the previous maid's insistence that the farm was haunted. While these supernatural explanations are largely dismissed, they add to the chilling lore of Hinterkaifeck. Even with modern forensic advancements, the case remains officially unsolved. In 2007, students at the German Police Academy re-examined the evidence and concluded that they had a likely suspect, but out of respect for surviving relatives, they chose not to make the name public. This has only added to the intrigue, leaving the world to wonder whether the truth is just beyond reach or forever lost to history. The Hinterkaifeck murders continue to inspire books, documentaries, and even fictional adaptations. The sheer horror of the event, coupled with the unsettling details surrounding it, ensures that it remains one of the most famous unsolved crimes in European history. The farm itself was demolished in 1923, just a year after the murders, as locals found it too disturbing to remain standing. Yet, the legend of the crime endures, haunting those who seek to unravel its many mysteries. The site where the farm once stood has become a place of pilgrimage for true crime enthusiasts, with visitors leaving flowers and tributes to the victims, hoping that one day new evidence might emerge to bring closure to one of Germany's most haunting murder cases. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.